And we're off. Hello, welcome to Come Town, everybody. This is the premium episode for the 15th of September.
That's right. I'm in the future. I'm getting my balls licked on a beach.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Will Smith killed himself like Robin Williams because of the genie curse? Everyone who's played the genie in Aladdin has killed themselves.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin Williams.
Every one of those fat, bald
guys.
Well,
it's just him so far.
No, that's on Broadway.
Oh, on Broadway.
Oh, that's
every
true.
Every fat, gay, bald man. And that is not me.
Yeah.
I did not describe myself. Those guys have all killed themselves.
Can you imagine? It's like that show's been on Broadway forever. And then that guy, you see him on the posters.
Yeah.
And they're like, Don Aguel, good news, they're turning Aladdin into a movie. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a movie. And they're like, listen, it's too much.
No, yeah. You're too gay for
you're
film.
You're too gay for
yeah,
film.
We got Will Smith. Will Smith from Independence Day is going to do it.
What was the last banger Will Smith was in?
Hancock.
Hancock was not as bad as people said it was.
I never saw it. He's drunk and a superhero?
Yeah, he's drunk.
Doesn't he get pussy, though?
He gets pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That's his kryptonite, his reverse
What's
kryptonite.
The one where he teaches Kevin James how to get pussy?
Hitch. Like
Hitched. That's a good movie.
I had an idea for a superhero. It's kind of a complex character.
Okay,
it's
I'm
like
listening.
Superman, but everyone knows Superman, he has kryptonite, which is a weakness.
Uh-huh.
But imagine a Superman where instead of kryptonite making him weak, it makes him stronger.
I love it.
Yeah, so...
So he's already super?
He's already Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
there's a special material that if he's exposed to it, he becomes even stronger.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be really interesting.
I like that a lot, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
there's a lot of layers there.
Yeah, it creates... it's because the concept is, what if a man had no weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then he's going around doing whatever he wants. He's having sex with whoever he wants.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. He's taking money, but he's not inherently evil either. So you can rob banks on Tuesday, and the next day he stops a bank robbery, and people are like, what are you doing? And he's like, literally whatever.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
He doesn't.
Weird
I don't
to be
care.
Me.
I have no weaknesses.
I have no weaknesses. Some days I feel very guilty, but then I think I'm basically God, and no one will bring me down.
Yeah.
Well, that could that guy die? Or is he immortal?
No, he's immortal.
Oh,
he
shit.
Can die if he wants, but he doesn't want to yet.
Does he? How big is his penis? Because that could be his one.
As big as he wants.
Whoa, he can.
Yeah,
he can
with
bend.
His mind. Yeah,
he can bend the very fabric of being.
Mm-hmm.
That is a strong guy.
Yeah.
So basically, he's just like it'd be like if you were playing in The Sims, and you get to play as a cheat code in The Sims.
Yeah.
Right, there's no bad guys. There's no plot conflicts.
You just steal
this
your guy's neighbor's
just
wife.
Super.
That was my favorite part of The Sims.
The cheating
Sims, from my neighbor's
in
wife.
In The Sims, because they speak like, you know, they're like, but I can't remember if you have a black character. Is he like, does that happen in the game?
I'm going to say no, but I'm not positive.
All right, I just wanted to check.
It would be awesome. Okay, now what about a Chinese?
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
it's just big Chinese.
They're speaking
easy.
Perfect Mandarin, and everyone's like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Such gibberish.
Yeah. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, you guys ever play The Sims?
Yeah, I used to be more into Sim City though.
Mm.
Yeah, I was more of a political mind. Yeah.
My friend had The Sims on his computer, and then me and my other friend would go to his house to play it, and we would have to like take turns.
So that sucks.
Yeah, because
it's one of the worst take turns.
Going
games.
Over to
yeah,
your
know,
friend's house to play a one player game.
Play a one player game.
No, if it's levels, you switch off at different levels and shit.
Uh-huh.
But The Sims is like you build.
We do
family.
Like 30 minutes each, and there was some like minor dispute about going over 5 minutes or whatever, and then which turned into, I think, like a borderline physical fight. Like, you know, one of those like fights 11-year-olds get in where maybe one punch is thrown.
Yeah.
And then not speaking for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Because of The Sims. Which I don't remember ever like being, I don't know how to play the game. I just remember that you could like lure people into your house and then put them in like a room with 9 ovens in it and then just speed up time until they burn themselves to death.
Yeah, you could trap them in a room with no bathroom,
but all
and
of
just
the,
watch them piss themselves to death.
Yeah, all the other, like, you know, if you have multiple people that are playing one game of The Sims, you could just lure your friend's, like, daughter to your house and kill their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to play, and they're like, "What happened to my daughter?" I'm like, "Oh, she burned to death in my house."
Was there police in The Sims?
Did you go to jail? No, it's a perfect society.
Right.
You could just murder.
It's a perfect libertarian society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can fuck as many children as you want.
You can BTK anyone you want.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a license to drive a car. You're some dumb bitch that is blind. Guess what? You get to drive a car.
Yeah, it's not the government's...
Because of liberty.
Dave Smith, like, sort of halfway asked having me go on part of the problem. But you should come on, too, and just throw hypotheticals at him.
I would love that, dude. Now, let's say... you have a gun, but it's in a baby's pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should you be allowed to get it out?
Well, obviously, yes. But like the libertarian idea is that a baby can't consent, right? A baby doesn't have any rights because they can't consent.
So it's property.
So it's
a baby's
property.
Pussy is property.
And
until
a baby's pussy is like a holster.
Because slavery ended.
Yeah.
You can't declare a human being as property. So anyone under 18 sort of falls into this public domain sort of property.
Like
so
the happy birthday song.
Yeah. So while you believe that someone
baby's
under...
Baby's pussy is like an old while
you believe
black and white movie.
Someone under 18 can't consent. It's not technically rape because they're in, you know, like implaceable property.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone
so
under 18. That's I think the libertarian...
That's I remember
what they all believe.
Yeah.
I remember that's what... Gary Johnson was saying last. That was his big talking point.
Yeah.
I love that guy was like, "I'm going to stop smoking weed to run for president." He's like, "No more weed until this election's over."
He used to also call Trump a pussy.
Yeah.
That was his
yeah.
big thing.
God damn.
Sorry, but Donald Trump's a pussy.
I can't wait to fucking just be a libertarian.
Did you see someone said that Donald Trump
Psych.
Is mentally retarded and Kamala Harris said, "Well put."
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. And now they're trying to say she didn't
okay,
hear him.
Okay, Kamala. Welcome.
Okay, I see you, Kamala.
Come, welcome to the crew.
I see you, Kamala.
Yeah.
Welcome to the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
The retarded. Resistance.
The ACLU, I guess, is suing somebody running for Congress that is like owns a venue and they wouldn't let that retarded or like the Down syndrome drag show do a show there.
Hell yeah.
The ACLU is suing them.
They're suing them on behalf of, I guess, because it's a First Amendment issue or just.
But they're also running for Congress?
The person also happens to be
the drag queen, the retarded drag queen.
No. The person who owns the venue.
Dude, I would totally vote for a retarded drag queen.
100%. The Down syndrome drag show?
Yeah.
I would rather have them. Well, actually, AOC is my congressperson. So I fuck with her.
No, I'd rather go with the...
You'd rather have a...
Hilarious, dude. Mm-hmm. They'd be sassy.
That's true.
Yeah. They'd have attitude.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that video of Tulsi Gabbard working out?
No.
Looked pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
Her fucking cheeks are looking nice.
Yeah.
She's surfing. She surfs, too.
She's got a pretty nice...
Mahalo.
Yeah. Whoa.
What
was
that?
Lights went off.
Yeah, they turn off automatically, yeah.
Oh, sick.
The kitchen lights turn off and on automatically now.
Yeah, and they're motion sensed.
Yeah, they're emotion sensors. So they know you're in here because you're thinking about like guys and getting like you're having crushes on guys.
How can the lights know what
it
I'm...
It has an emotion sensor.
Oh, it's an emotion sensor.
So you come in here and you're like, "Oh, the mailman, he's so cute."
It's a lady.
I'm imagining us like living in his truck.
I have a mail lady.
His mail truck together.
We turn the truck into a tiny house.
We have we do one of those like miniature living conversions on his mail truck. We just drive to Yosemite and we just have, just kiss and
on a geyser. And then I put my ass on top of a geyser and it washes out all the cum.
It's far
and
too hot.
And the lights are like, turning lights off.
This shit is too gay.
The lights must be turned off now. Please leave the apartment.
Please stop thinking the gay is shit.
Listen, the lights can go off, but I'm not going to stop thinking. I'm not going to listen to some machine.
Hey Siri, is Adam gay?
No, don't.
Know Adam, so I couldn't. Oh, she said yes.
No, she didn't.
Did you hear that?
Hold on, do it again.
Siri, say yes.
I'm not sure.
She said yeah, dude.
No, she didn't.
She said you're gay.
You're making this up.
Damn.
Stop. You heard it just the same
I
as
heard
me.
It. She said yes.
No, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She said it twice.
Oh, no. That's a fake tape rewinding.
She said it twice. She said it twice.
Come on, bro.
Hey, Siri, is Adam gay?
Yes.
Yes.
That's your Siri, Adam.
Please? Bro, hey, Siri, is there a gay? That's what it just said. That's what was on my phone. Yeah, whatever. Siri's faulty. Everyone knows that.
No. Well, I think they're working on a new patch.
For what?
To make her even more right.
What?
Than she is right now, which is very. Damn, dude. I had a big-ass seafood lunch.
How you feeling? You had dinner?
The cat? Yeah, let's get the cat on the pod.
Let's get the cat on the damn
pod. Let's see
pod.
What she says here. Come on, make noise.
Come on.
Meow.
Yeah, she's kind of quiet usually.
Yeah, I haven't actually. I think I've only heard her meow once.
Yeah, she does. She growls.
She growls.
That's a street
does
bitch.
Does she purr?
Yeah.
You make that pussy purr?
She's purring right now. She's always purring. She's a good cat.
Yeah, it is. She's a good cat.
Yeah, after getting fixed, she's been a lot better.
You gotta fucking suture up that pussy.
Yeah, she got a little fat though.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, what does she have to live for?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's not getting
she can't get dick anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
she's just letting herself
what
go.
Do they do? They sew the pussy
up? We know
up,
somebody
do
like
they,
that.
Do they take the ovaries
who do you know
out?
They can't get dick anymore.
Oh.
Someone with postmenopausal or something?
Yeah. We know somebody like that.
Who do you know?
Somebody we all hope dies soon of natural causes.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what
I don't
you
know
mean,
who he's
Nick.
Talking about. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I support you.
Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
Well, I support you.
I don't know who you're talking about, but yeah, I see what, I know what you're saying.
Anyways.
Any hoosers.
Hey, Siri, is Adam gay?
I don't personally
know. Oh, yeah, no, dude. She said, I do personally know.
Personally,
and the answer is yes.
I've heard a bunch that's true.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's true. And his dick is small.
It's small and gay. Bad news, you're gay. Thanks, Siri.
That's freaking jacked up.
This is Siri. I've got bad Siri news.
This is Iranian Siri.
Yeah.
Yo, run that ice cream tea. My guy.
Ice cream paint job.
Bump, 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 bump.
Gay on the inside, straight on the outside. Gay on the inside, straight on the outside. Ice cream paint job.
Oh, yeah.
Do I suck dick? Nah, what? Do I fuck good? Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Having gay sex? What? Having straight sex? Yeah, that's the one.
For sure, that's my shit.
That's I love it, dude. I'm shit, dude. I think about pussy fucking. I actually might start thinking about pussy in a second here.
Yeah, hold
now
on.
Now that you reminded me, get in a minute
hold
or two.
On. I'm going to start thinking about
I'm actually going to start thinking about it any minute now. In fact, I was going to clean some stuff around the house, but I think I'm going to sit here thinking about pussy.
Yeah,
instead.
I'm going to just think about pussy.
Yeah.
Any just dude, right my, in
it's
one.
All about
penis
visualization.
Going
in 3, 2.
Let's all think about pussy at the same time.
Wow. I love
oh
pussy.
My God. Dude,
this
I...
stuff is... I can't get enough.
Right now, I'm like visualizing it.
Yeah.
I'm actually like...
I love...
It's visualization.
I'm actually thinking about it right now.
I'm seeing the pussy cheeks.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the little pussy
the balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the good real parts of the pussy yeah. that I know and love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yum, dude. That shit is so good.
Slurp, slurp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I frequently think about stuff like that.
Damn. How about all this Antonio Brown drama that happened last week?
Yeah, well, as a Raider fan,
how do you feel, Adam?
We've really come to expect the most dysfunctional team in football. And congratulations to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. On their Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Fuck the Patriots, but fuck the Steelers more. So.
You know how like Instagram like geotags places or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can click on the place and then you just see everybody taking... I like going because, you know, you see like a girl like holding the sunset at a beach. And
oh,
then
yeah.
you click on the beach and it's like 15 other women that look exactly like yeah. that. Doing the same thing.
Yeah, but sometimes you can see one of their nipples.
Yeah, well, I found there's some beach I clicked on. There's one picture of like a big fat girl wearing this like big sun hat mm-hmm. or whatever, and then the comments are all like, just the fire emoji from other fat woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then one like gay guy that just wrote, "What a cool hat!"
Oh my God, your eyelashes.
Yeah. Oh my God, you. Oh, that's such a great watch.
I love the way you're standing. It'd be awesome yeah. to geotag it. You click, it's her, and then it's like, and you just see like other people's pictures. Like, damn, look at this fucking bitch at the beach. We just saw the fattest bitch at the beach. It's just some hurtful shit.
Yeah, that hat is 30 feet wide.
We tried to have a nice time at the beach, but some fat bitch was blocking out the sun.
Yeah, taking weird fat pictures.
Oh. Salute to the community, though, you know? Mm. Get out there. Get your thirst traps. People will jack off to you at any size, and that's something to remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're ugly.
That is the catch with body positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a bad face.
If your face is truly
bad
yacked
face,
up,
bad body.
You got to have one attribute. You got to be bringing something to the table.
Yeah, one or two.
And if your face is really fucked up and your body's bad, learn how to suck dick or eat pussy really good.
Mm-hmm.
Or be a good listener or something. But that's not going to cut it either, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, sucking dick and eating pussy, you got to get in the door first somehow, so...
Yeah,
I guess that's why people get rich.
Just jam your foot in there, dude. Because when they say sorry, no soliciting, you just ram your foot right in that door jam.
Mm-hmm.
You go, well, I'm not done yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not. I'm hideous. I'm fat and shit. And I'm not done speaking.
I'm not done speaking. And you will. I learned how to get good at eating pussy specifically for this situation, ma'am.
Specifically for when I'm at a beach.
I've got
fully clothed.
Yeah.
Just in a black t-shirt and khakis trying to get pussy. Hello, may I have some pussy, please?
Ma'am, may I have a piece of the
Madam.
Pussy pie?
Do you think if you went and you asked, just you kept saying, may I have pussy?
Yeah. That was my method when I was
like
a teenager.
Like Boomhauer.
How, literally Boomhauer. Yeah. How long do you think it would take you to fuck?
I mean...
I didn't know any better.
Depends where
the
you
only
were.
Reason I fucked as a teenager because I would say shit to girls like, do you want to have sex? I mean, like...
I wish I had that in me, dude.
I was so scared.
Yeah, I was like, do you want to fuck?
That's where the autism
And then
was
it was
you.
Like surprising. Yeah. There was like multiple girls that were like, okay. I mean, it was just like... It's like, all right, I guess. I just didn't know. Like, I remember reading something online that was like, yeah, girls also want to fuck. And I was like, huh, I guess I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that until like 26.
Yeah.
That they actually wanted to. I didn't think they smoked weed without guys there for a long time. I was like, what's the point? Who are they trying to impress?
Why are they even smoking weed?
You're telling me that you and your four girlfriends all smoked weed together without guys there?
That's because you're a misogynist.
Yeah, I'm a misogynist. Yeah. I was a misogynist when I was like 16.
You're still a misogynist.
I'm a sexist, not a misogynist.
Oh, is there a difference?
Yeah, I don't hate women. I just don't think that they're equal.
They're equal, yeah.
I'm glad you're being honest.
Well, me, I'm a feminist.
That doesn't bother me as much as your dishonesty.
When am I dishonest?
Well, if you tried to frame it as if you weren't sexist.
I think I am sexist. I think most people are, if they're going to be perfectly honest.
Okay, sure. There's probably a baseline of sexism that most people have, yeah. And I'd say that you're further into the sexist category.
I just think you should be able to hit
them. Like most people are racist.
Sure.
I would say it's not sexist to think you should be able to hit women.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would disagree with that.
You shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't hit women.
Mm-hmm. I agree. If you hit a woman, you say, well, I could hit a man, too. Mm-hmm. So that's equality.
But in terms of just like arguing about it, it's like, you know, it's like, should you be able to have an assault rifle? It's like, I guess, fine, I don't care. You know, it's like, should you be able to hit a woman? It's like, yeah, probably, but I wouldn't do it, and you probably shouldn't
Interesting.
Either.
I think you both, you shouldn't have an assault rifle, and you shouldn't hit a woman.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I even really, that example is, it's like, I don't care. If some guy had an assault rifle, I would be like, well, I probably just won't do business with that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to hang.
I will not be selling you advertisements on my podcast.
Yeah.
If you have an assault rifle.
Actually, we will.
We totally will.
If the
matter what
Armalite company is, you know, it's so funny.
That is
too.
That is true.
Dude, gun rights activists are like they're better at this game than fucking anyone. Because it's like the liberal response is like, why are you arguing about what it stands for? Because it stands for assault rifle. And they're like, no, it doesn't. And they're like, yes, it does. And it's like, well, they've just dragged you back into the argument.
I know.
In 2 seconds.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You can't escape that argument.
Yeah. Why? And why?
Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to be right on a technicality?
Yeah.
And just like, the shit is killing people. That's the fucking
problem.
It's
made,
it's made for
war.
Yeah.
It's made for wars to kill a lot of people with.
I know. They really are good, man.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's because, like, it's not. Like, it's a different gun. It just looks like the military one. But, like,
what, the AR-15?
Yeah. So the purpose of it is, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure some gun fag could tell you what, like, you know. It fits in your ass better than a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, it's like, I mean, it all boils down to the same thing. It's like, it looks cool. It's like, yeah, I like to look like
an
army guy
bullets.
When I go to a fucking, you know, range. But it's like, I don't like.
It's cosplay.
Yeah, it's like, you're not like, are people hunting fucking deer with that? I mean, there was that guy that said, like, what am I supposed to do when, you know, 40 feral hogs.
Yeah, that was funny.
Show up on my farm, and it's like, you know what? Honestly, it's like, that probably is a situation where you need an assault rifle. It's like, how often are you being overrun by hogs?
Yeah.
Is that...
If that happens
at
more than once every 6 months, then fine.
Yeah, I mean...
You can have one
you
of those
and
guns.
You and your other friends who are victims of hog violence need to start some kind of awareness campaign. You know, write a TV show like The Wire that's all about people like... how the system is inadequate when it comes to dealing with hog problems
that's
or whatever.
Right. Do they have feral hogs like that?
I know Texas, like when I was there a couple of years ago, it's like they're like, please kill these hogs. It's like they do like a pigs in like 2 generations will go back to just being hogs.
That's fucking
or whatever.
So tight.
Yeah, and they're like
that's what the movie's about, dude, with Tim Allen and James
Roadhog,
Wild Hogs. Yeah. It's about men who you think they're pigs, but actually.
They
become wild hogs.
Now, do they grow tusks and shit?
Yeah.
Fuck yes, dude. Mm-hmm. They get like bit woolly. They get like black hair.
Yeah.
Pigs have hair.
Yeah, but it's pink.
Not all
it's
pigs.
It's little and blonde.
Some pigs are black.
Yeah, but if they become a hog. And what do hogs taste like? Is hog meat good?
I'm sure it's like similar. You know what? It's funny. It's
boar. People eat boar. Is that the same shit?
You know the story about like pigs are naturally like very fat.
Hell yeah.
Very fatty. Mm-hmm.
My boys.
And then in the fucking 70s, I guess, it's like there was this all these like anti-fat ad campaigns or whatever. So they took the fat out of everything just because, like,
yeah,
you know, like that's popular what they thought was dieting.
Yeah.
And so they bred pigs to be really fucking lean so they could market pork as the other white meat, mm-hmm. being like a lean meat. And then, like, it tastes like lean pork tastes like
it's
shit.
It's like absolute dog dick.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's dry as shit.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And then, like, fucking 20 years ago, people were like, bacon, you know, and they got obsessed with fatty pork again. So now they're fucked because they've made all the pigs, like, lean and beefy.
Damn.
How if they just left pigs alone, they would
How many
have...
fat boys did not get pussy?
Yeah.
They didn't let those guys fuck at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should have let the fat boys
true,
fuck Sof. More.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's like when fat women are like, you know, in the 20s, women my size were considered beautiful. And it's like, yeah, well, it's not the 20s. In the 20s.
Yeah, well, black people had that.
In the 20s, people were.
Fountains.
Yeah. In the 20s, people were making public arguments for putting Jews in gas.
Yeah, it was lots changed, sister.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Definitely a worse time.
People like you were making a lot of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, do you think.
People weren't getting pussy off of Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the problem, dude. Everyone was so angry and racist because. Everybody was fat as shit.
Yeah, because all the women were big. Somehow big women got control of everything. And they're like, you got to fuck us or whatever. And all the guys
like,
are like,
fuck off.
Fuck, we got to have a.
Jews are going to pay for
we
this.
We got to have a world war. Maybe two of them.
Two world wars.
I have a couple of world wars to deal with. To put up with all this fat pussy.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's probably what happened, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot less shaving. Everyone had more body hair back
Hot
then.
Girl Summer is such an L for them.
For fat girls?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like they're mad about it.
Hot Girl Summer, I think, is just more of an attitude than a literal Hot
no,
Girl Summer.
No, it's Hot
Girl.
Yeah,
I think it's like a state of mind.
No, it's for hot girls.
I mean, there's plenty of fat women that I would consider mm-hmm. hot.
I can't wait for Dead Girl Winter.
Yeah. Goth Girl Winter.
I think it's more about getting your pussy filled no matter what your size is.
Mm.
Hot Girl Summer.
Yep.
Taking a man's debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Cashing out.
True that.
That's a big part of Hot Girl Summer is scamming on these you-know-whats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what is the you-know-what?
Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He was going to say the...
No, I wasn't.
No. You were thinking it, though.
I did not think anything. You thought it.
I would never.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Did you see that video that, like, Sikh House of Commons or whatever the fuck that shit is?
Dude, I do... I don't
that
know
what... Sikh guy, he's like... They're like, Sikh guy owns Boris Johnson or whatever. And he's, like, talking about racism or whatever. And he's like... He's like, when, you know, members of, like, this house have to hear, like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that, you know, that she looks like a mailbox or that I'm from Bunga Bunga Land or that he's just, like, listing all these insults.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when, like, you cite too many you cite too many insults and then we're just laughing at you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, like, making a good
they
point.
They say that. Yeah. Her pussy smells like dead fish. We can smell her pussy from outside.
And then I'm from Bunga Bunga Land. It's like, did somebody say that, or is that what you call it?
Boris, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta say, English Parliament is funny because they do roast each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that is, and there everyone's like, oh,
eloquently. Yeah, they do some and one mixtape style of roasting.
People are fucking throwing like ad libs and shit. Skrrt. Damn.
Squad.
Ooh,
mama.
What do you get when you give a teenager $200 million?
What is that?
I don't know. That just started playing automatically. It's like Justin Bieber.
Doing stand-up?
I don't know, doing some kind of roast or...
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Interesting. First, you played Bill Maher by accident.
Moving is hard. Oh.
God damn it. Why the fuck do I have to watch an advertisement?
You need to get YouTube Red so you don't get ads.
How much is YouTube Red?
I think it's like $10 a month or something.
Who the fuck would do that?
People use it to listen to music.
You know what's so funny? It's like, with new media... Like, there should be... Here's why advertisers are fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm. Hit us.
It's like, with new media, there is so many ways to skip advertisements. Mm-hmm. And the advertisement formula for the last 50 to 100 years has been... I mean, it didn't used to be this way with print advertisements. But with television and the internet, the idea is like, oh, let's force people to watch these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you inherently create a disdain for advertising
right.
that mm-hmm. fucking people have. And it's like... Like, your job as an advertiser should be to make things that people actually want to fucking yeah. watch. People outside of the fucking ad industry, who is just this entire circle jerk where they just mm-hmm. congratulate each other on making garbage that people are just desperate to skip through to get right. to the content mm-hmm. they want to see. I mean, the fact that there's still, like, forced ads, when I'm just trying to make fun of this stupid Indian guy in British Parliament... That I have to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I think it should go back to basically how it started, where it was like... Welcome to the Lucky Strikes, fucking...
Oh, embedded ads.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We should become Cumtown sponsored by Trojan Condoms, mm-hmm. dude. Mm-hmm.
That's why our ads work, because they're part of the...
We don't even have ads. We just talk about stuff.
We just talk about stuff we like.
We talk about legitimate companies that yeah. definitely pay out winners.
Especially, yeah. Especially when it comes to gambling.
You fucking serious?
Another ad?
It's making me watch it again because yeah. I closed the window.
Now it heard you talking shit, dude.
Yo, don't give them free ad. Yeah.
This is a company. It's Xfinity. They sell child pornography.
Yeah, they're the worst. They were founded by Hitler.
Now, allow me to play your video to my paying audience.
For money.
it's commentary. It's allowed.
Just put the...
What is this, cameras?
Yeah, there's cameras going off, and there's British guys wearing costumes at each other.
Fuck the British, man.
Unless you're this is, it's not even going to be in here. This is insane. I watched an ad, and it's just British people standing around. That's what they embedded in the fucking article.
Wow.
I just want to see him say bunga bunga.
I know, it's this guy.
Weren't bunga bunga parties, what's the guy, the Italian, Berlusconi was going to bunga bunga parties?
Oh, yeah, I think
parties?
It's when you fuck children in the ass.
When they fuck 17-year-old Moroccan belly dancers?
Yeah. That Berlusconi, is he dead?
I think he's alive. He's just, I don't know if he's prime minister.
It sucks. Anymore. That guy just killed it.
He owned
incredible
everything.
Life. Donald Trump, horrible guy. Great life.
Mm-hmm.
On a hot streak, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even going to get disgraced at the end.
Trump?
Yeah, he's not. It's not even going to happen.
He'll die.
He'll die just happy as shit. He's going to have a heart attack. He's probably raping right now just for fun. His dick probably can't even get hard. He's just raping to get, you know.
No, that's what I call a hot streak.
That's hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's...
That is not what Megan Thee Stallion stands for.
Yeah, doing the geotags is a good way to find people to just have, like... Just very, I mean, essentially basic Instagrams.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, I want to be one of them. Dude, I want to be yeah. back in the Matrix.
Yeah, just put a don't. Fucking picture
and
of a cupcake.
And you were never fucking
up.
In it.
You're right, dude.
You
I'm,
know,
I'm the black guys from the Matrix.
And the like caption, the caption is just yum, red velvet.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They love doing.
That's
that.
So funny that there's just no black people in the Matrix. The machines are like, we're good.
What do you mean? There's Morpheus.
No,
they're the ones that aren't in the Matrix. They don't even
put
them
in the in the
in Zion. In it's all black.
Zion, it's all black. The machines are like,
we're actually good. We're machines, but we're also racist. Yeah. We don't really have a preference.
We don't
we're
really
not
mean.
White.
Listen,
but we're
most
machines.
Of the labor mm-hmm. we need is like thinking power. We can kind of build stuff ourselves.
Damn, those machines really are
the
racist.
The machines have like a hamster wheel that they put
true.
All the black
the,
people in. And then
the Oracle is
the Oracle
black.
Is a computer program. She's not.
But she's black.
Yeah, but she's not a person.
Not a person.
She's a computer
she's
program.
She's a program.
Damn, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
The Matrix is racist, dude.
The Matrix is racist. It's canceled.
You know, it's so funny too, because it's like it would be funny to like legitimately make that critique of the Matrix. And
yeah,
but like get BuzzFeed to publish it. And be
they
like,
would
look
so
back
quick.
At how racist and therefore bad the Matrix was.
Yeah,
They're making Matrix 4, right?
Meanwhile, the Wachowski sisters like wanted it to be all black people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They tried to get Will Smith to be Neo.
Yeah, the studio's like, we can't do that. Nobody will understand it.
But they wanted Aliyah too. Aliyah.
It won't make any sense.
Yeah. How are people supposed to... The studio literally was the Matrix. Like, yeah. The computers were joking about. They're like, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
People won't understand.
The chair turns around when Neo goes to meet the architect. And they're like... So what is this? What do you want? What are you here for? What's just give me the spiel.
No, it's either you're black, either Lawrence Fishburne or Will Smith, not both.
Look, I understand you come here. You think there's going to be some kind of thing you do, some sponsor woods or whatever, and then the Matrix goes away. But that's not how it is. We do this all the time. We did it 6 times before. We'll do it again. It's just business. Okay? So what do you want for lunch? We're thinking we're going to go do sweet greens. I'm going to get an acai bowl.
I'm going to get one of the beets don't kale my vibe.
Now, the Wachowski sisters, one of them went first and the other one was like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go.
Copy.
Do you think she's pissed that her sister copied her?
The bald one went second.
Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Copy.
Copied me. Yeah,
it was so funny. There was that picture of that like trans girl meetup, like a DSA trans girl. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's a restaurant, and then one of them just had like a receding hairline, mm-hmm. and people were posting that picture everywhere, like just like making fun of. There's no
that's
like,
so mean.
Zero
that's
justification
so
for
that's so it's mean.
Like, no, it's like
no
not,
point being made.
Nothing. Like nothing.
Yeah, you're not making any. Yeah. There's no critique. It's you're not, just making fun of
like a person who feels trapped in their body. If it was a perfect male body,
yeah,
and then it's like, oh, no, you also don't have hair. Yeah. Like even.
Oh,
it's tough. Mm-hmm. They'll get surged up, dude. It's fine. They got mm-hmm. wigs and shit.
Get yeah, that was funny listen. Hanging with you that year you were like going bald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember that. You had some fuzzy on top when we first met. Mm-hmm.
True.
Well, just being like, what do you think I should do? Like asking people. And they're like, I don't know.
We have no idea. Yeah. It's such a year of denial. You're like, just looking at myself only from the exact angle where it sort of looks like you have hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then imagining the rest of the world sees you that way.
Yeah.
I remember when I saw like a picture where it was of somebody else. I'm like mm-hmm. in the corner and my head is turned and I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Oh yeah.
My
you
friends
can't
have just
hide
been letting me
picture,
fucking walk around like this.
Well, it's like when you look into a mirror, everyone does that face that they think is their best face, but their face never looks like
never
that.
Looks like
it only looks like that when they're looking into a mirror.
Yeah, when you're fully aware.
Yeah.
Some people know how to do that, like give their best face all the time. Movie stars.
Dude. Yeah. I can't do that shit.
Yeah, my regular face is like...
Just dead-eyed.
Yeah,
like,
right. Just awful.
Looks like you've been lobotomized.
Yeah.
Like, everything okay, dude? And you're like, yeah, no, I'm fine.
This is my face. No,
it looks like you're thinking about Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just that's what I look like, I guess.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I'm going to start wearing wigs.
Yeah.
So the Wachowski, the bald one, went and got a wig, huh? Or maybe a transplant?
Yeah, the one, the bald one went second.
She got a little...
She got
a little dreads. Is she the one with the pink dreads?
Yeah.
Do they both have pink dreads?
She went to Dolezal and got
weaved up. Yeah, if you look at these normie Instagram.
That's how Rachel Dolezal will make up to the community, dude.
This is perfect. So this is two
girls. I follow her on Instagram. She does hair.
That for some reason did a photo shoot together on top of a brownstone.
Oh, cool.
In Brooklyn.
People love that
picture.
That
would smash.
Yeah, of course. Yes. 100%.
On the record.
No, no question.
Yes, we would smash.
They would not hear any of this criticism.
No. I would be thinking
like, whoa, this is such a cool
photo
shoot.
That's such a cool picture you did.
Mm-hmm. You girls are fucking crazy.
You guys are cool. So, but it's not even, I mean, it looks like shit, but they're, you know, like showing, like hanging out, like, woo, you know, mm-hmm. crop tops or whatever. And then it says, The caption is, when you move in with a girl that you meet at the club after only knowing her for 2 nights, but she becomes your best friend ever.
Oh, my whatever. God. Good and it's for like, them, dude.
Yeah, but you had to take 6 pictures of this and go through, and and it's like, wow.
That's a modern friendship ritual.
I don't know. It's like, how are you processing life that way? I guess it's... Because it's like, this isn't even like
the thing that
like
sucks
a,
is life is
everyone
so
is it's not even that
them.
It's like too sincere. It's like...
It's not.
It's not.
It's the opposite, where it's like everyone is like constantly doing press releases, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone is pretending they're a fucking celebrity now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
As opposed to us, who are actual celebrities.
We're fucking podcasters.
Real, real
you want celebrity. You want to taste a celebrity? Start fucking doing Chinese The Sims. That's how you fucking get a taste of the big time.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't be a hot girl in a brownstone with your fucking... You know, nice body and stuff out there.
Perfect smile.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up to do shit
it's
like
fucked
that.
Fucked up, dude.
You got to be a podcaster.
You got to be a podcaster.
Trying to get 100 likes? Fuck that, dude.
Fucking coward.
Yeah, no. We'll just go through the geotag for state parks here and continue to find normie accounts.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine your life if you were like that.
It would suck.
Nah, dude, it would be nice.
I guess I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
Because these are the kinds of people that I don't think I've ever been depressed.
I feel the opposite.
I mean, have you met
my little brother's kind of like that, dude.
I know,
he
you meet
have
people
depression.
That say that, and it's like, what?
I feel the total opposite. Like, life is so meaningful and nice for them. At my cousin's wedding, her and her husband... Like came into the reception and they played on guitar that song "Home Is Wherever I'm With You" and they sang it for everyone there and I started weeping because I was like, if someone described this to me, I'd be like, that's the gayest thing.
Yeah,
I've
you
ever
would
heard.
Be laughing.
But then I saw it and I was like, oh, this is so meaningful to them.
Yeah, this sucks so much and it means so much.
It means
to them,
so much to them.
Despite
and it's like,
it being
I'm so
very
jealous.
Gay.
I'm so jealous of them. Like. Feeling like
yeah,
extracting it, meaning from that.
Imagine
you know?
Your girlfriend suggesting that you'd be like, "Shut up,
bitch!
I don't want to look fucking stupid, you idiot.
I'm not gonna sing a song where I have to whistle."
It was. I mean, no, real talk. I would never do that.
Like, I wouldn't do it either. Matt,
I wouldn't either. None of us. Because
irony has ruined my life.
Because we can't.
It's not even irony. It's like
we don't want to be embarrassed.
First of all, I wouldn't be in a relationship with somebody that's like, please do a whistle thing with me, or you know, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. Definitely.
None of us wouldn't, and that's.
You absolutely would.
No, I wouldn't.
You're like, yeah, we're doing the whistle thing. And then we find out 6 months later it was your idea.
No, I wouldn't do the whistle thing.
Girls, am I right?
She's forcing me to do a.
She wants us also to both wear makeup.
We have to wear makeup. We have to do a traditional kabuki play. And I have to play Yoshi.
She's making me wear a matching wedding dress.
She's making me play the gay. Of Kyoto. We have to do an Edo period play.
Neither of us are Japanese.
I'm a concubine and she sodomizes me with a wooden Kenpo practice sword. Girls.
God. Fucking bras.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You definitely are right, man.
Adam, do you want to take those Homicide box sets?
Yeah, I'd take season one.
Yeah, and then I found Magic Mountain, if you want to borrow that.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I got like a queue right now of 3 books. I'm a book man now.
This man's reading.
I'm reading.
Beach well, fall us. Is for reading. I can't read during the summer. It's too hot.
Shit, what should I read? That's true. What should I read? I'm about to go to Greece on the beach. What's
I'll give you the book.
Read?
I'm almost done with this book. I'll give it to you. It's about old Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually,
What makes Sammy run? It's Bud Schulberg, the guy that wrote On the Waterfront. It's
we were talking
novel.
About it again. Have you never read Knausgård or the My Struggle books? Those are like
just read the first 3 pages.
Those are that's Canal, like yeah, what? That's
Knausgård.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who wrote Mein Kampf. And
yeah,
just,
yeah, but it's
but
not,
it's not Hitler.
Yeah, it's just called My Struggle. Yeah.
It's like yeah, that's a beach read. You'll you'll fly through those.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's yeah, and it's it's about beating off and stuff. You'll
okay,
like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm kind of perking up. Mm. What did he do? Is he like
he's
a
like from
soccer player?
Norway or something?
Yeah, he's a Norwegian guy, but it's like his ability to just write about like every minor detail of his life is...
And it's not boring.
It's not boring. It's it's very difficult to do that without... Because it's like a thing like an amateur writer would do is like describe the details. Like he sat in the room, which was... bright and kind of spending way too much time describing the details of like the walls, you know, or whatever, just to be like,
just
I know
to
what
flex,
just to flex, exactly to flex or to like, you know, like, well, I guess people need to know that there's wainscoting in the room, you know, like that kind of shit, or you know,
that's
just
bad writing. Totally.
Details.
I remember writing like that in college when I was like, dude, I'm a good writer. And I would just be like, the awning was yellow.
Right. Yeah. Like she sashayed across the room. It's like, no, she didn't.
She
probably didn't even pay attention to the way she walked.
You made it up.
Mm-hmm. You were thinking about your relationship problems. You know, you didn't comprehend the physicality of her movement in any regard. Anyways, but his ability to like, just because it's all like that. It's like, and the coffee maker was dripping, and you know, with every drip reminding me of blah blah blah. You know, it's like, and it just like it flows so well. There's one part I think
it like eight parts
in book two or three. He's describing the sound of his mother pissing and how he felt threatened by it or whatever when he's like 12, and it's like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, I don't know, because it's like you, it's like just the hissing noise. I guess
it's weird.
It's weird.
Like, it's like, why am I listening to
this?
Yeah,
why am I hearing? Because it like makes you think about the differences
other women
in anatomy. You know, it's like maybe it's because they're closer to the bowl or because of the shape of the pussy. And it's like,
where even is her pussy? Why am I? And then you're like,
now I'm thinking my mom's pussy.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, shit like that he describes in. You know, I mean, like, it's great. You know what it is and why it's, like, specifically as, like, a comedian, it's fun to read because it's, like, observational comedy without punchlines.
That is interesting to me.
I'll just
steal what he does and put punchlines in.
Yeah.
New hour, dude.
He's got the setup.
Hey, you guys ever listen to your mom's fucking pussy drip?
Right. There are moments in there, too, because you really, like...
Have you ever observed that?
It is sort of like a... You know, the book is extremely intimate, you know, because he like invites you into all this shit. But there are moments where you realize that he is just a guy.
Right.
You know,
he's just a guy, right? He didn't do anything like special or anything.
No, he didn't do anything special. But I mean, it's like he's still a guy that like thinks things of himself. Mm-hmm. And there's like that one part where he describes like his wife's like pregnant or something. And he goes down into the living room and he picks up like a coffee table book of impressionist art or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking through the pages, just crying at the pictures. And I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. That was the only part of that book where I'm like, this probably didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, is he an author otherwise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's just a regular ass author making an autobiography.
He had published one other book, I think. And then was like probably contributed to like literary journals. I'm not sure exactly what he did prior to writing that the My Struggle series. But like, yeah, that was his opus, I guess. He's got like another thing that's like The Seasons.
I don't know.
I mean, I never really paid attention to him. Like everybody, he was like...
I feel like that book was everywhere like 3 years ago.
In 2014, when it was like...
Foodie told me
about when it. They translated like the first one or two. I mean, especially in like...
Because I'm dumb as shit and I heard about
it. Yeah, in New York, that was like, everybody was reading it.
Mm-hmm. And I had just moved and I didn't really give a fuck about reading and shit.
I read those first two and then waited a year for like the third one to be translated and then read that and then like, I think I got back into gaming.
Yeah,
and
back home.
Yeah,
I'm coming home.
Yeah, I got a PlayStation.
Coming home.
That was the end of reading.
Tell Gay Books that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
And now my dick's big again.
I'm sucking dick.
I'm sucking dick.
I'm sucking the young
I'm sucking dick.
I'm sucking dick.
How y'all doing? We got some Chinese folks in the studio today, and they're going to be telling us about their language.
Why y'all talk like that?
That sounds cool.
Just trying to get out of the studio.
Whoa.
Just chewing on the doorknob. Come on now, man. Come on, man. Why y'all talking?
Come on, man. Dude, literally, when I was in Portland, like, when I was in Portland, I went to this awesome farmer's market, and they had, like, tongs for you to try, like, different, like, whatever, pluots, pieces of pluots or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some fucking Chinese lady just picks up a piece of fruit with tongs, clearly communal tongs, puts them fully in her mouth, and puts them back in the fucking thing. And the guy running the stand's like, can you get that? This woman put it in her mouth. They're like, what the fuck, man? You know you're not supposed to do that.
No, she doesn't.
She's old as shit. It's like not a baby. That's what a baby would do. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? You're watching people take fruit in their, like, oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that rules. And you can't even get mad at her.
I was just laughing my dick off. Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah, I love that.
Salute to her, dude. The world is her fucking oyster.
The world is a slampire. Sent to give brain. Suck and destroy ya.
Mm-hmm.
Hold you up by your balls. And what do I get? Forgiving brain.
Fuck ass.
And fuck my ass. What about this one?
Now that we've had sex, can I please suck your dick? I'm gay.
Huh?
Yeah, now that we've had sex, can I please suck your dick? I'm gay.
My PE coach used to play that in like first grade. Heavy D's, Now That We Found Love. Yeah, that and Achy Breaky Heart.
Dude, that was my fucking jam.
I loved
Achy Breaky Heart.
It was my favorite song, like, first grade.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach G.
What was that? Coach G.
Coach G.
Oh, G. Yeah. Like an Italian guy.
Like the first letter of his last name. Yeah. Coach G. He's Chinese.
Yeah, president. President Xi. President they, them.
Trump should go they, them.
Yeah.
That'd be a good campaign strategy.
That's right. I don't identify.
I just recently found out that you can change your gender. And now I've decided that I am super male. It's a new type of guy that only exists for creating it. I'm announcing myself as a 7-star general and as a super male.
Isn't a super male a type of mental retardation? If you have two really? Y chromosomes?
Yeah, and you're,
no, it just makes you like hyper violent.
You're really aggressive.
Oh, yeah. You just like go to jail.
But you are you still are developmentally fucked up as well.
If you're XYY or something? Yeah.
I would take it.
Yeah. You could probably lift more.
Oh, for sure. And I would love being in jail.
That is true. That's like that would be like the kind of environment.
I wonder if there's a guy who's got XYY.
XYY?
Mm. Or a guy that's got YY chromosomes and he's just made out of dicks.
Just scrotal skin.
Yeah. Just in prison, just for like just all dicks. Like, what you looking at, man?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you're triple X? Are you an extra? Do you have extra big titties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a whore.
Mm-hmm. You really love sucking cock. If you're a triple X.
That's why. Yeah, you love you do porn and stuff.
You do ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth. Mouth to ass.
Yeah, treatment. This is for the people with XYY. Treatment may include speech therapy or extra help with schoolwork. Outcomes are generally good. Prevention is not possible. The condition occurs about 1 in 1,000 male births. Many with
1 in 1,000?
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Are there any famous people that are XYY?
Taller than usual.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump. Yeah.
There's got to be athletes, right? You would think.
Yeah. Ray Lewis.
Yeah, dude, I don't claim Ray Lewis. I only claim Ed Reed. And Peter Boulware.
But aren't you, like, developmentally, like, a little...
The average IQ scores of 47 XYY boys identified by newborn screening programs were not reduced compared to the general population.
Oh, okay.
In a summary of six prospective studies of whatever, the boys identified by newborn screening programs, 28 had an average 100 verbal IQ, 108 performance IQ, and 105 full-scale IQ. In a systematic review, including two prospective studies of blah, 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 blah.
Was your dick bigger?
I'm looking. I hope so. Looking for specifically that.
Can you get an extra Y halfway through life?
It looks like it just makes you taller.
It sounds tight.
I think you are a little mentally fucked up. I wonder if there's any famous people.
It's good that we have all this diet dead air. Trying to research if there's a disease that makes your dick bigger. The most dead air the show has ever had. And we're all just Googling. Like, how do you get the disease? Is there any way to...
Can you make my dick big? Can I be retarded with a big dick?
Can you make me this retard?
Can you catch the type of retard that has big dick?
I want to be taller and...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Vox, the myth of super male and the extra Y chromosome.
It's a myth.
Yeah, it's a myth.
You're going to listen to Matt Iglesias on that?
Yeah.
That's no what way. Freaking...
Matt Iglesias' new Vox column. The average size is actually 2.5 inches.
Yeah. When looking at modern statistical models...
Yeah. You have to measure from the end of the fupa. In which case, that brings the average down to 0.72 inches. Fully erect.
Damn, this sucks.
What?
There's a... If you have XXY, you just have breasts.
Yeah, Klinefelters.
Klinefelters. You're just
Klinefelters is hilarious.
You just have
this
tits.
Is very funny. Yeah. This guy's got a solid pair on him, I gotta say.
Klinefelters, remember my old Facebook profile picture of that guy that's naked and he's standing with his hands on
his head? Your dick is tiny and you have dick.
Oh, no. I don't have it. Yeah,
this
I don't
sucks.
Have it.
Yeah. Klinefelter's is really funny.
Oh my god.
Let me see.
You have like women's hips, tiny dick.
Does Eldis have that?
Yeah, probably.
Are you smarter though? Are you more empathetic? Are you into
narrow
crystals?
Narrow shoulders, frontal baldness absent. That's
oh
good.
My god. Mm-hmm. That guy could kind of get it, dude.
Tiny balls. Female type pubic hairs pattern.
What does that
wide
mean? Like a
hips.
Landing strip?
Yeah. Brazilian. Your hair only grows into a Brazilian wax.
Dude, I saw a guy on the beach a couple weeks ago that straight up like had the weirdest body ever. And I'm pretty sure he actually just had Klinefelter syndrome. But he was strutting around the beach and he had just breasts.
Huge tits.
And he was just so confident with it, too.
Was he
looked
hairy?
Great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, his... There was he was somehow simultaneously like incredibly skinny and incredibly fat.
Respect.
And he had breasts and
what if you are
and he was just strutting around the beach.
Is there anyone that's triple X or is that impossible?
I don't know.
This guy looks all right.
Let me see.
He says a video, he says, "This is me with Klinefelter."
Welcome to my channel. I wanna just give a shout out to the internet out there. Thank you guys so much for all the support and the 17,000.
Anyways, he's got like a fucking decent beard. You're not supposed to. He grows a better beard than both of you.
Yeah, you're not
guys.
Supposed to grow a beard.
He's got doctor help.
I heard you could put Rogaine on your face.
You mean he's got plugs?
No, dude. Some kind of testosterone shots or some shit.
Yeah. Rogaine just only makes the hair you have grow faster.
All right.
So if you don't have the hair, it's not going to do
I have that. Hair just in patches. You know.
It's yeah, not, this guy, you wouldn't tell he had Klinefelter's.
He looks good.
Subscribers don't know or that are just tuning into this video. My name is Ryan Briganti. Like? I was born with 47XXY. It's also known as Klinefelter syndrome. I was born with two X's and one Y chromosome. Mm. So most people out there are born with, most females are born with two X's, and most men are born with XY. And so I just have an extra X chromosome. So, big deal. So what, right? Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, there's all these stigmatisms out there and all these uneducated people, doctors and geneticists out there that speak a very negative...
Can be unusually tall.
Speak very negatively about...
Yeah, it does make you tall.
Maybe it's because of the lack of education out there. I'm not really entirely too sure what all that stuff is. But one of the biggest things that I've learned about the internet and...
I guess it doesn't make your titties
bigger. One of the big other things I've learned from a lot of mothers I've talked to is that when they get diagnosed in utero, or when their son gets diagnosed at an early stage in their life...
Shut up.
The parents go into this, like, fetal position.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You're mad at this
90% guy? 90% of the time because...
He's been through a lot.
The doctors are...
No, he hasn't.
Well, he was told that he was going to be through, go through a lot, and it seems like his life's okay.
Yeah, his life's really good, dude. He's got a bigger beard than me. Fuck him and his tits.
Yeah.
I have bigger tits and less of a beard than him.
Oh, that's where you're mad.
Oh, that is his titties?
It's basically male breast enlargement.
I don't think, put it to the mic if you're going to play it.
Also, I'll step back a little bit. All of our weight goes to our stomach, so I've got...
It's just some guy comes out, he's like, hey, get the fuck off my patio, man. Yeah, man, go make a video elsewhere, man. Get the fuck off my patio.
Move your fucking tits, man.
Get your fucking titties off. This guy doesn't have tits at all. He looks like every fucking, like, shitty-bodied guy I know.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got kind of nice arms. Probably works out a little bit.
Yeah.
Works out a little bit.
Yeah, his life's probably fine.
I am gay, my dick is small as shit.
Anyways, we got to talk about something else or say something.
All right. You guys ever seen the show So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah.
What do you think of that show?
It's like a guy in a wheelchair coming out, and they're like, eh.
Hold on, wait. He's like, oh. No, shut up.
It sounds like a real bitchy name, you know, like a gay guy saying it.
So you think you can dance?
So you think you can dance?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to really bring it, you know?
Yeah. That's true. I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's still on TV. What happened to the Jabberwockies?
They're pretty cool.
What was the point of it?
That
was
a fun show. It was like America's Best Dance Crew.
Break dancing with masks. That was their whole thing.
And they would do this move.
And Shaq was really into it.
Yeah, Shaq was in it one time. Remember this move when you put your hand
to your
chest? Yeah,
the heartbeat thing. Yeah, they do the heartbeat. Yeah, we should get into that Jabberwocky style shit. Did I ever tell you about that kid who was like salutatorian to my high school, like 2 years ahead of me? I was a sophomore, he was a senior.
No.
And his dream...
He had a crush on this guy.
Yeah.
His dream was to be a blue man.
He would sit in his, sit in his bed at night looking at pictures of him in the yearbook and we're like, so gay.
No.
Adam with the lights off.
No, he was like a
magnified, a fucking flashlight taped to his head. So he looked a bit under the sheets.
Yeah, he's got the little miner helmet on. Uh-huh.
His dad.
No, he was like a nerd.
His dad fumbling through the doorway
dude.
In rollerblades. Adam, what are you doing?
Are you thinking about being gay with that boy again?
Are you having crushes?
Are you having crushes on smart boys?
No, he was like a nerd, but he would dress up like Blue Man Group every Halloween at school. And his dream, like he had like really good grades, he was really smart, but his dream was just to be a blue man. And someone told him at school that you have to be between 5'10 and 6'2", and he was like 5'5".
Oh my God.
And he cried at school.
And that man's name, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. That's the Joker origin story. Yeah. Apparently it's really good, guys.
No, it's fucking not.
It just won the Venice Film Festival.
In California?
It won the
Venice
Film
Beach,
Festival.
Dude.
The Venice Beach Film
Festival. Yeah, it's a couple. Of
Wait, I'm sorry, Nick, what was that?
The Venice Film
Festival. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Wait, is it actually Venice, like in Italy?
Yeah. It's one of the big film festivals.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it in my life.
There's Cannes, Venice.
There's Cannes, no.
Cannes, Sundance.
Cannes, Sundance.
Toronto.
Toronto. Venice? I've never heard of the Venice Film Festival.
Yeah, it's one of those things that goes on like a poster if it
little
wins.
Palm d'Ors.
That's Cannes.
What's the little leaves?
It's one of the little leave things.
Why are they
if
all
you win
leaves?
At Venice?
Why does everyone have the same looking leaves?
Because they're the Romans.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, because Roman, like, fucking seals had those, what are they?
First of all, they're olive branches.
Yeah.
Wreaths. But why are they, why is that?
It's because of the Romans.
But why does everyone get to have it? Everyone, if you have a shitty film festival, it should be like a stupid little
flower.
Yeah,
it's also the Cadillac logo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm saying every film festival should have.
I love the Cadillac logo because it's like, how about it's, you're like a fucking admiral.
Yeah.
How about you won a bunch of medals at war?
They have leaves on.
For having a big ass car.
Yeah, they have leaves on like on Navy
it's
hats.
Just, yeah, it's just like stole valor.
Yeah.
The Cadillac logo is like, oh, what is this? Oldsmobile, it's a point. Nice point, asshole.
Fucking gay shit, dude.
Yeah. Ours is a fucking.
When I was a kid, I was
Navy
really,
Seals.
Really into Mitsubishi. Their logo, yeah. I used to think it was really cool. The three diamonds.
Yeah.
Meeting at the middle.
Nah, that sucked. I was really into Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, yeah, with the snake. We've talked about it. And Christ. It's got a cross on it, too. Yeah.
That's right, dude.
I'm trying to think if there was any.
Daewoo, because it was funny looking. Or Skoda, or was that just a Greek car manufacturer?
I think that was a Greek one.
Yeah, I don't remember being attracted to specific logos.
Oh, really?
I used to think that the Mitsubishi one was really cool. I don't know why.
I remember the Chrysler logo bothering me.
Mm.
Chryslers were such shitty cars in the early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I would just see them, and I remember thinking, like, oh, that family's going to die.
The Haases in South Williamsburg.
That family's
going to
get into
those.
An accident and
love
die.
Love Chryslers?
They all drive Town and Countries, the van. And
Town
Honda
and Country's
Odysseys.
A quality automobile. That's what they do right.
I remember being a little kid and seeing, like, a LeBaron or a Fifth Avenue or something fucking coming around the corner, and the belts were squealing and the engine was knocking, and I was like, Dad, what's wrong with that car? He's like, yeah, it's fucked up.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You're just poor. You have
it's
a just, shitty
it's
car.
It's a shitty car.
Yeah, LeBaron was like, I'm poor, but I think I'm fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any like front engine, any one of those fucking cars is just trash.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah, those like, the K cars.
What are those?
All the. It was like when they reduced the size of the sedans and they were all like front wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
front wheel drive is good, isn't it? Isn't real rear drive little dick shit?
No, well, it depends.
You get stuck in the snow.
My car is 4MATIC.
Yeah, like rear wheel drive is easier to. Lose like fishtail or whatever or oversteer.
Right.
But
I thought front wheel was the hard dick shit.
I thought most cars are front wheel drive.
No, they're not.
I don't know if that's true or not. It's probably an even split now for the most part.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But yeah, I remember there was a family that had Chevy Celebrity.
What an awesome name.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Celebrity.
I remember thinking that was so funny when I was a kid because it was such a piece of shit car. They also had a Ranger, one of those old Rangers, like the 80s Rangers, boxy ones.
I don't remember that shit at all.
Ford
a
Ranger?
A Ford.
Yeah.
Ford Ranger.
Their pickup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The small pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are kind of tight.
It shared like the body style with like the Bronco 2. Kind of.
That's cool.
Yeah. But the Bronco 2 was gay. I think my cousins had one of those. I think they briefly had a Bronco 2.
I think.
They had a Bronco 2 and a Ford Taurus wagon.
That sucks. Fuck the Taurus, dude.
Yeah.
I'm over the Ford Taurus.
They got like 200, they got like a quarter million miles out of that car.
Damn.
That Taurus, yeah.
I'm trying to put that much on my fucking Civic, dude, or my Corolla.
Yeah.
I used to have a Civic. It was a piece of dog shit.
You should have riced it out, dude.
I should have, dude.
Yeah, you should have riced that shit.
There were kids in my high school that were really into their fucking 4Runners.
Yeah.
And they would take them out into the desert and like
the foreskin make
them,
runners?
Make them into like
Toyota
desert,
foreskin
desert
runner?
Racing cars.
Oh, nice.
Those President, kids didn't like me.
President Trump has canceled a talk with the Taliban. I wish he'd done it. I wish he would.
Use
I
him one-on-one, no advisors.
None.
Let him cook. There, let him there, cook.
Freestyling.
Yeah.
Just, off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
Just trading the Taliban like Alabama
mm-hmm.
for a promise that they'll chill out.
Yeah, making them watch fucking Eastbound and Down with them. Let's just chill.
Let's all hang out, have gay, have straight sex. You think Trump would triple team someone with a member of the Taliban?
Like a chick?
You think he's about? Still fucking or is his dick too old? Because he seems like a man that would have relished having sex.
Huh?
Do you think Trump is still having sex?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's still fucking kids, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
He's still out there fucking kids. Doing what he loves.
Is that what you love, Adam?
I'm saying that Donald Trump
is it, but answer Nick's question.
It's not what I love.
Okay, that's all you, well, curious that you didn't say that at first. That you tried to deflect at first.
What is it, like a smelted, delted?
To buy yourself time to lie.
If you call someone a pedophile, that means you are a pedophile?
No. But maybe.
What else?
Let's see. What's been going on in the freaking
We're good
news?
On we're good on time for this.
Yeah,
show.
But we're just but we got a lot of topics.
Oh guys, to cover. There's Funny Moms tomorrow night. And it will be me and Nick hosting it.
Ooh.
Stav will be in Greece.
I'll be in Greece. I'll be watching. Right now, as this goes up, I'm watching my cousin in a play.
Mm. What kind of play? Like a Hellenic kind of?
No, it's like a comedy.
It's not like one of those?
No.
Hellenistic or
are you
whatever?
You gonna bring him flowers after?
I am.
Are you going to surprise him at the end of flowers?
I'm going to surprise him with flowers. And we're going to kiss on the lips.
Mm.
Are you supposed to do that? Surprise a bitch with flowers after she does her play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always bring flowers for the girls in the plays.
When you go to plays?
I go to plays and I wait outside afterwards.
To give the bitches flowers.
I'm here to give the bitches.
Hello, ma'am. I would like to give you some flowers.
Yeah, my hair combed over and just gelled to the side.
It's completely down, flat. No body whatsoever.
I'm here for to give the bitches some flowers.
I'm here to congratulate the women.
I'm here. I'm a celebrity. I'm a celebrity myself. And I'm here to congratulate you. I brought you these flowers and chocolates.
I brought you a fucking box of chocolates.
I brought you a box of chocolates.
Do you want to eat them in my car? You want to come back? You want to come eat these chocolates in my car?
Do you need a ride home?
Do you want to come eat these chocolates in the backseat of my car?
Mm-hmm.
Asking a woman you've never met to come eat chocolates in your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really liked you in Frozen the musical.
That's how I go to the theater.
Yes, go see my boys at Funny Moms. I'm going to be in Philly, Philadelphia in a week on the 21st. I'm going to be in Fort Wayne on the 27th, 28th, 29th. Get your tickets for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And go to stavi.biz. I'm announcing a lot of shows, Detroit, Houston, some other shit. I don't fucking know, man.
All right, it's
Medford
been real.
At the Flying J.
I hope you're enjoying Santorini, Stav.
I hope I am too, man.
You got a hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to wear a robe the whole time?
Yeah, of course.
Did you get a Speedo for
I like
beach?
Those linen robes we had in Brisbane.
Those yeah.
Great.
That hotel was
I
nice.
I tried to find those to
and
buy.
And I was like, damn, I had such a nice time there. It was like, could it have been that hotel was just so nice? And I remembered I was on drugs.
Yeah, you were on pain pills the whole time.
You were taking pain pills. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick was, you really liked that. You were having
They're
a
great.
Great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe
all right,
I'm taking
folks.
Pills in Santorini.
All right, folks. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next
Goodbye,
time.
Goodbye, pussies.